Please take note, this episode does include the use of foul language. Hello, doors open, come on in. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu. I'm your host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones. We kind of got a theme going here at Here's Hoping, and we're going to build on it. After Joanne Basil's beautiful Pearls of Wisdom, I figure that we might as well stick with the theme. During my conversation with Sunflower, I'd asked her a question, which I'd been really holding in my heart during the whole time that I was raising my own particular child. How do I break the cycle of dysfunction and not pass on the dysfunction and the harm of trauma to my own child? How do I stop the cycle? Sunflower gave a beautiful and nourishing pearl of wisdom in response. Here's hoping.
Yeah, and that's the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I feel like we all, like, before we have children or, you know, during or whenever, we all need to hit this, like, realization of, like, there are some things that my parents did that I'll never forget, and I don't want to do that kind of same thing to my children.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, and I have these, my moment with my dad was that he told me, you know, you're really not that smart, but you do work really hard.
Oh.
And the amount that I held on to that, even, like, up to, like, last year and everything, too. And, like, I said it to my therapist, and she was like, hold on, back up. Like, you just said that as if it was just, like, a comment on whatever. And I was like, yeah, but I do work really hard. And she was like, I'm not saying you don't, but I'm not saying you're not smart, though, either. You know, but it's also just, like, you know, we have to take these moments and everything, too, of being like, no, he messed up. Like, his intention was to tell me that I work really hard, and I do, but also, that was a shitty thing to say to your child.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, like, there are all these important things, too, that we have to, like, think about where our parents are coming from and everything. Like, I don't, like, intelligence was not something my father, like, deemed worthy of a compliment. In a lot of ways. We were never told how, like, how smart we were or anything like that, which is not here nor there, but we were always praised on, like, how hard we worked and how long we worked and how much we fought for something. And, like, that's And, like, I don't know, there's just an understanding there that, like, education wasn't important in my dad's family. Like, they were all mechanics, they were all tradesmen, and they all worked really hard.
Yeah.
You know? And my grandfather owned his own business because of it. So, like, that was always the thing that was rewarded and praised. And, like, I don't know, that changes you as a person.
We are so complex, aren't we? Every single moment of our lives changes us. We're different people at the end of the day than we were at the beginning. I remember when my child was small, I would joke about the universal parent-child contract. When it was nap time, it was the universal law number 7 that they had to take a nap, and it was out of my hands. They simply had to take a nap. I was following the rules. It was universal law number 7 that they had to hold my hand in order to cross the street. Universal law number 6 that they had to take a nap. Universal law number 17 that I had to embarrass them in public. You know, you get the idea. But the universal law includes more than that. It includes things like the importance of me as a parent acknowledging when I've screwed up, when I've made mistakes, when I've caused harm, when I've acted in out-of-date, dysfunctional patterns, when I've operated in ways that are so habitual and habituated to old patterns. To acknowledge that and to go to my adult child or my young child at the time and say, I was wrong. I see now why I did this. I thought it was right at the time, and it wasn't. I see that now, and I'm sorry. I want to change. I'm just not sure how. I need your help. Or I know how to change, and I'm going to change, and this is how. I don't think any of us like making mistakes. I sure don't. I look back on my life as a parent, and there's so many ways, so many times that I look back and I just cringe at what I've done. I think that's what being a parent is. You do the best you can. You worry. You know the best you can is only the best you can. You try to be a good parent. You know, you're just doing what you can. And if you want to try to stop the cycle, then you try to stop the cycle. Not all of us are parents. Not all of us want to be parents. And not all of us have parents. But I do think that each of us are mentors and guides for others. I have several mentor moms, elders that I look to for guidance, and they mean so much to me. And that matters. So, this is a tough nut. This question of how do we break the cycle is one that I think we'll come back to again and again. Because this particular golden nugget is not something that we just look at once and then move on from. It's something that we come back to again and again. So this particular dish will return on our menu. We'll look at it in different ways, hear it from different perspectives, because, man, family's tough. Relationships are hard. And yet, they're so wonderful. They're challenging, and they can also be so beautiful. And that's really kind of what, well, it's part of what makes them great, isn't it? And also really hard and fantastic and challenging and wonderful and difficult. We get to grow. We get to change. And in a nourished and loving relationship, we get to grow and change with the people we love, who also get to grow and change. And then we all grow and change together. Wow. We will hear from Sunflower again. I know we will. And I am so grateful to you for visiting my imaginary coffee shop. I'm so glad that you came. Thank you for stopping by. I, your humble host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones, am truly grateful that you came to see me. If you are interested in having a conversation with me, please reach out to me via email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. There are links in the show notes. Please stop by and leave a review for Here's Hoping. That's a way to encourage other people to find Here's Hoping. I'm only just now beginning to encourage people to leave reviews, and this is only my 78th episode. I want to thank Reverend Dr. Seth Jones for the music. He has created it and produced it. He is also the love of my life, and I'm eventually going to get around to having a conversation with him at my imaginary coffee shop. I also want to thank Ty Sorex for the original artwork. And I also want to acknowledge Canva for the graphics. And today, I would love to shout out to the book Iron Widow, a beautiful, beautiful retelling of the Empress of China. I am going to very humbly acknowledge that I will not do justice to the name of the author, but I will link the book in the show notes so that you can find it and buy it. It is a phenomenal book. It is beautifully written. The author has read the audiobook. It is a phenomenal book. I highly encourage that you read it. It is beautiful. It is LGBTQ friendly. It is polyamorous. It is historically spectacular, and it is a science fiction marvel. It is wonderful. And this quote is fantastic. So here goes. When you cherish someone for how amazing they are, you don't pluck them up from their roots just to watch them wither in your hands. You help them bloom into the incredible thing they're meant to be. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for stopping by. Take care of yourself along your way. Bye-bye.